Warning, the views and opinions expressed on the show are those and solely those of the hosts and in no way represent the station from which they broadcast from, nor the DJs with whom they work with.
Alrighty then.
But by listening, you will be enlightened by a different brand of useless information.
Bazinga.
And very modest hilarity.
And that's the bottom line.
It's time to hear from the other guys.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, buddy.
Woo! Thank you again for tuning in to this week's episode of The Other Guys Podcast. Yes, we are back at it. Sitting across from me are my wonderful hosts, the one and only Joe Hawk.
I'm back, baby.
How's it going?
Oh, dude, it's been a while.
And sitting right next to you, right in front of me, is the one and only Bimbo Jimbo.
Let's get it going.
And guys, we have a little special guest here in the room. Did you notice?
No. Of course.
That's why it makes this secret special guest.
We're in the presence of greatness.
That's right. My brother Tommy is here. How's it going, Tommy?
Tomas Delmore.
Yes.
What up? How you doing?
Where can they hit you up on Twitter?
All right. Shameless plug here. All right. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's IronFist1982. At IronFist1982.
And you will find no better encyclopedia for boxing and pro wrestling knowledge.
That is the truth.
That is true. He is...
You're the professor on those two subjects.
The Rain Man.
Well, with all due respect to Mike Tenay, but yes. Tomas Delmore's knowledge is pretty unrivaled.
Though this is a first. My brother is actually here during a live recording. Yeah. He's heard the podcast many times, either while I'm sitting there editing it, he's in the room listening, or
shaking his head vigorously.
Yes. Or listening
in
the car.
Not this crap again.
We're listening in the car, so he wanted to come in, and luckily today he had the day off, and I told him, hey, come by the station and sit in. So he is here hanging out with us, and hopefully we do not disappoint Tommy. Hopefully
he doesn't look impressed yet.
I know.
Doesn't look impressed.
He is a tough judge. If you want to use a mic, use that one over there. Is there a chair over there?
No, we already accommodated both chairs.
Okay, or here, slide that chair, and then everyone slide one chair over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now we gotta do sound.
Oh. Wow, we're doing live movement on. No, I know, I didn't mean. Okay.
Microphone?
Tommy and I can share if he wants to comment. Okay. I'm fine. Sharing is caring.
We go back to the old days of sharing a microphone.
That is right.
When we clearly have enough microphones.
I know. This mic's in over there.
It just feels right.
But yeah, so we're back at after a couple weeks off. Jimbo was down at Comic-Con. Oh, I forgot to put that down in the notes. Comic-Con recap.
Oh, I noticed that you omitted that.
I'm sorry. No,
I was waiting until we were recording to bust your balls.
I am so sorry about that. But no, I was going to say before that, Chasta is still out being a mommy, and she's doing awesome. We've been checking in with her. I've been texting her a lot, and so she's been very busy. She's been back on the air with Lamont and Antonelli for, this is her second week back
now. Oh, really?
Yeah.
2 weeks back already?
Yeah.
Dynamo.
So she took one full month off away from everything, but this is her second week back on the air, but we got to figure out a way to get her back on the podcast.
Yeah, I might have to have her call in, maybe.
Something. We got to think about it. Maybe next
week. Well, 18 years from now, when Cody is going off to college, I'm sure we'll be able to get her back on.
We could tell him that, hours before that, we were talking to your mom on the podcast.
I think maybe next week. I'll see if she's available, because next week is Guns N' Roses, and I would love to have.
Is she going to that?
She is going.
Well, look at her. Is she bringing Cody?
No, she got a sitter. I believe,
she would know. She was telling me she is seriously considering trying to figure out a way to sneak him in.
Well, I thought
it's pretty small. I'm sure she can work
a backpack.
I was going to say, shouldn't infants be able to get in for free, kind of like on an airplane?
Yeah. I mean, that's a hell of a... I mean, it'd be a great first concert for Cody to experience.
A reunion concert of all
things. But the only thing I will say to that is that, it might not go well as far as if Chasta had to leave, because if he was being fussy or anything like that. You know, we'd want Chasta to enjoy herself.
Yeah.
And that'd be a hell of a first concert for Cody.
Absolutely. Well,
see the great Axel and company.
Oh, we'll get in.
Yeah,
we're gonna get into that later. That's
Axel and his lesser peoples.
So, Chasta, as I mentioned, she's been busy being a mom, balancing all out. I've been talking to her pretty much every day, so she's still getting used to all of it. But so I think I'll talk to her. I think next week should be a perfect time for her to come back.
Yeah,
just to check in, at least give her Guns N' Roses review, because she is.
When do we get her back in the building?
Not till I think end of September.
Wow.
So still, we're about like the halfway point right now. So probably like in 6 weeks, I think.
That's nuts.
Yeah, but I know at her house, she has a little homemade studio now, and I think we're able to maybe connect with her.
Yeah.
And she said she is down for that. So I think we might be able to figure out a way to configure the board to be in touch with her from her garage.
How's Jay doing?
Oh, yeah. How is Jay doing? I haven't heard.
He's doing awesome. I mean, from what I know, so when she's on in the morning with us, she's in her garage / homemade studio, and Cody is with Jay. So Jay is watching him in the morning so Chassa can focus being on the show. Mm-hmm. And then when Jay goes to work at 11, she takes over and has them all day.
It's on my heart that because when we went to visit Chassa that we were on our way down to get that bomb-ass chicken from Starboard Chicken, which is positively delicious, of course. Big shout-out to Rob for hooking it up again. But
In
Sunnyvale.
Of El Camino Real.
Yes.
I mean, to Sunnyvale for chicken?
It was well worth it. It was absolutely well worth it, Chicken Nirvana. But I felt bad because, like, we were on the way, you know, we were visiting Chassa, and Jay who just had their baby. And it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go get this bomb-ass chicken, and Jay couldn't come with us. So I want to formally extend an invitation to Jay that the next time we go in search of Chicken Nirvana, be it Starboard or wherever we may go, I think Jay should come with us.
Absolutely. We should get him out of the house.
Yeah.
I'm sure
he wants to get it. You know,
I bet he would love it.
Like a guy's night, you know, bring Cody, whatever, when we let him have a couple beers.
That's all. We should ask Chassa. Well, Cody be a meat eater because you know she's a vegetarian. He
better. Jay eats meat though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So which side would he take?
Cody needs his strength.
I'm sure she'll leave it up to Cody's choice when
we'll ask her next.
Cody, enjoy that Gerber banana baby food. That was always my favorite.
Gerber banana. You actually remember
it's good favorite? It's good stuff.
No, like,
am I going to go to your apartment and open up your cupboards and like find a couple jars?
Cheap.
He has a wide variety of snacks at his place,
including Gerber Life.
Yes,
next to the Frank Thomas cutout cardboard.
Hey, all I got to say is the chicken and rice is sensational.
Oh, jeez.
From where?
For Gerber.
Oh, there you see, look at that. Gerber's doing
work. In on the Gerber life.
Oh my God.
Living that Gerber life. It's
good. You know, if you like trim your hair a bit, you might look like the Gerber baby.
I've heard that before. I do have baby soft hair too. I've been told that many times.
Remember that picture of you after the White Sox game?
I don't see the humor. I was concussed.
Oh,
I had been concussed. I probably have CTE, you insensitive ass.
I think we should post that picture.
That's a very sweet photo of me and my father.
Oh my God.
But that picture of you, how old were you?
I was like 9 or 10.
Look like a baby.
Yeah, you know, I look young. I age very gracefully, unlike some people in this room.
Oh, I get the baby face comment, too.
You're a man child.
Yes, absolutely.
aside from the height.
I know, absolutely. So, but yeah, as I mentioned, yeah, Chassa, I'll check in with her and see if she's available to be on next week's episode. I think that'll be a lot of fun for her to be back on.
Jay, Starboard Chicken, Jay, you say the word.
She's missed it too. So, but yeah, going back, I'm sorry. I completely forgot about it. But Jimbo, Comic-Con was, I guess, technically you were there 2 weeks ago right now.
Just insane
to
think about because it went by so fast when I was there.
Yeah.
And then to think that I've already been back for a week in this lovely sunshiny place here.
San Francisco.
Back to the Bay, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had such a great time at Comic-Con. It had been 2 years since I had gone. Usually I go every year. And it was a glorious return. I came in like, good headspace. I was ready to have fun and just sort of reabsorb everything that Comic-Con had to offer. And it didn't disappoint. I saw some great panels. There were great costumes. Man, people keep raising their game with the cosplay.
Okay.
Like, I saw this Optimus Prime and Megatron that literally, like, they went almost to the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
Like, life-size, like, Transformers costumes from, like, the cartoon.
Really?
With voice modulators.
Oh, and, like, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, I'm a huge Transformers fan.
Yeah.
And so I yell out, like, the signature line from the animated movie, which is, of course, the only Transformers movie worth watching.
Yes.
And so I just go, one shall stand, and then Optimus lumbers towards me and goes, one shall stand, one shall fall. And I was like, yeah! It was awesome.
Did you play You Got the Touch?
I did not play Stan Bush's You Got the Touch, which is a great song, and every time it comes up on my workout mix, if I'm about ready to stop and that comes on, I will go an extra mile.
It gives you that people power.
It's not what it's from.
Yes, it is.
Jeez. No, it's not.
Thank you to CM Punk for giving it a second life, I think.
third life because it was also in Boogie Nights.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, it's okay. But so what was the highlight for you overall? Okay. I would take a guess, but I'll let you go ahead and answer that.
There are a couple highlights at the convention itself.
Okay.
The Luke Cage panel from Marvel was awesome.
Oh,
they got it. Jeff Loeb moderated. He's with Marvel now. He used to be with DC.
Good choice.
And he, he got it. He knew what we wanted to see. It was clip after clip. Like immediately he's like, you guys want to see a clip? And then like, you know, we're like rabid dogs at this point. It's like, of course we want to see a clip from the new show. So they probably showed like a half dozen, maybe six or eight clips from the new show
each or
depending. Some clips were shorter than others and stuff like that.
Wow. Amount though.
Yeah. Great amount of clips. The teaser for Iron Fist, the teaser for the Defenders.
The Defenders. Ooh. Okay. Well, go ahead and finish. I'll my take on something.
And the Q&A on the panel was great. Not to get too bogged down in the, you know, what Luke Cage is going to be, but if you have Netflix, which most, I assume, listening to this podcast do, you probably have checked out some of their original series, you know, and Daredevil and Jessica Jones are great. Luke Cage is going to be great as well, I think. So they really showed how it's going to be it's going to keep with sort of the darker tone that Netflix has, but it's going to have its own flavor to it. Have they talked about how it's set in Harlem and stuff, how that's important.
Yeah, nice.
The writer talked about how, you know, under the binge watch model, and this ties into the podcast, because he talked about how, you know, back in the day, he named every episode after a famous hip hop song that he was a fan of, because he said to him, because the binge watch model that Netflix has created sort of mirrors when a new album would come out, you'd take it home and you'd listen to every song and how every, you know, a lot of times on the albums, the track names had a meaning and a purpose behind them. How that sort of tied together to create the album. So I thought that was really cool.
Nice.
And they definitely have put a lot of emphasis in getting the flavor of Luke Cage, right? And I'm very excited for it. So that panel was awesome.
Okay.
Also, a highlight of Comic-Con was, meeting the superstars, the luchadors from the hit show on El Rey Network, Lucha Underground. And, my God. Katrina.
I think I know what you're talking
about. Katrina and Melissa Santos. Fiery Latina infernos of hotness. My goodness. It's just amazing. And just so nice. Everyone that was involved in that show was just so incredibly nice. The PR people from LRA Network were incredibly generous with their time and everything like that. That was so much fun and getting to talk with them. So that will be, sort of helping plow ahead with Lucha Lowdown as it spins off from Best Damn Nerd Show, which is my other project. And then keeping with the Lucha theme, and this probably was the highlight of all of the convention. Didn't even happen on Comic-Con property. The Lucha Libre Taco Shop in San Diego. Yes,
that looks so awesome.
Is amazing. So do yourselves a favor, Bay Area. If you visit San Diego, which I know a lot of people like to get away to where the sun actually comes out to say hello every now and then.
Well, at a Padres game, there's more Giants fans there.
Absolutely. So, yeah, go down there. Go to Petco. But check out the Lucha Libre Taco Shop. They have two locations, one in North Park and one, I forget where the other one is, but they have two locations.
South Park.
thank you. But, you know, I reserved the champion's ring. And so basically what it is like, I literally went to this taco shop that is Lucha Libre themed and ate in the wrestling ring. And even the chips and salsa came out in a smaller wrestling ring. With on each turnbuckle, they had the salsa. And the ring has one of those old school microphones, like the ring announcer microphones.
It drops down.
Like Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Anderson, depending on, or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Let's get ready to rumble.
But basically, you can turn it on. It feeds to the whole restaurant, including outside. But you can ask for your waiter and be like, hey, like, we had a spill. Can we get some more napkins?
Please
like, kind of deal.
Me you abused it.
I abused it a little bit.
Now entering the restaurant.
I mean, immediately for me, my mind went to Mr. Kennedy. So I took the Kennedy photo pose with it too, and everything like that. But so, and the service was great. The owner came out. He was so nice. And at the end of the meal, they bring out luchador masks and capes and title belts for you to try on and like take all these photos with.
I can honestly say,
I am so jealous.
It was one of the best dining experiences, bar none. And I am the son of the formerly number two rated chef in the world. So it was one of the best dining experiences I have ever had in my life. So do yourselves a favor, check out Lucha Libre Taco Shop.
Wow. Wow.
What'd How's you that eat? For a plug? Yeah. Put me on the payroll.
I was going to say. What?
Do we have a new sponsor?
Tommy, it's like, what's that restaurant in South Park? Casa.
Oh, Casa Bonita. Fruit.
Oh, yes. Casa what? Bonita.
Yeah. Casa Bonita. That's what I'm just thinking.
Going to Casa Bonita.
Literally, I turned to my friends. I was like, well, if I come down here, this is what I do for my birthday from now on. And Lucha Libre Taco Shop.
Down.
Maybe, you know, there's a large Latin population in the Bay Area. Perhaps you should expand up to, the Bay.
Price, they don't do that up here somehow.
Quit my job and go work for you.
Where would it be? San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Ooh, San Jose. I would say San Jose.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd put one in San Francisco proper. I think it would do
in
well.
The Mission.
Yeah,
so?
Put that. Yeah, ooh, absolutely. Okay. Put it in the Mission. Yeah, okay. That'd be perfect.
Maybe we should all
There's
invest in
that.
There's
some places getting too fat on their laurels there that need to, you know, yes. That place is due for a brush fire of establishments.
Oh, God.
We should totally, maybe we should invest in that.
Hey, I'm down.
Okay.
My dad would advise us not to, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Tommy could be the chef.
Yeah, exactly. We got a whole team here, Lucha Libre. Let's get on.
Ryan Scott maybe could be a partner as well.
But anyway, so I went kind of off the reservation
okay,
on that. But Comic-Con was great. And there a lot of great stuff came out. The Wonder Woman trailer was amazing. Doctor Strange trailer was also great. The Justice League one, meh.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who do you think won the weekend, specifically between Marvel and DC? That always seems like the last few years, that's the question afterwards.
I think overall, DC probably won the convention week.
Really?
Yes. Because they put out, I mean, it definitely felt like they had more of a presence than Marvel.
And I think part of that is since they released everything, they got more social media
absolutely.
To talk about
so
them.
People were more abuzz about it, which is fine. Marvel, I mean, they don't really, I mean, they don't necessarily need Comic-Con success, that social media buzz outside the con as much as DC does.
Because they're so established at this
point. And they still had stuff there. Like, you know, they Thor was there, Guardians of the Galaxy, again, the Luke Cage. By the way, that was Netflix. That was Marvel Netflix first panel. They hadn't done one before that. And so I was shocked to hear that.
That was their TV branch, and then they had the movie one Saturday.
But I think DC overall, because it also, like, there's a certain amount of, like, we know Marvel's got their S together kind of deal, you know? So, like, I think for DC to come there with that awesome Wonder Woman trailer, and I think their idea in their head was, okay, we're going to put out the Wonder Woman trailer, and then, bam, right after that Justice League teaser is going to be great, and everyone's going to be nutting themselves, and there's a certain sect of the nerdosphere that, like, they cream themselves for anything that these people put out. I am not as easily impressed, but I feel that I have a more discerning palate at this point in my life. But I think they won the week. They did well.
Yeah, no, for me,
because Wonder Woman's 75th anniversary, I went to a great party, open bar, free food.
Nice.
Unveiling of Wonder Woman's
Invisible Jet. I'm so pissed right now.
Wonder Woman's Invisible Jet was unveiled. My buddy Mark, who's on the podcast.
How do you unveil an Invisible Jet?
Well, I thought PR might have been pulling a prank on us. I was like, wait a minute. Like, is this some sort of like really elaborate, just like, it's just going to be trolling? I thought it might have been a shot across the bow at Marvel, who was unveiling Captain America's statue for his 71st anniversary. I will say the Captain America statue was much more impressive than the Wonder Woman jet. However, the spread at the Wonder Woman party was awesome.
The spread of Wonder Woman was really good.
The drinks, the food, the service, the PR people, all top notch. Hats off to that. It was great.
Nice.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Anyway, I think I'm empty.
No, because for me, the thing that was funny is Jimbo was filming the reveal of the invisible jet, and because Jimbo told me before he left, he was hoping it might be a joke, and maybe
I would have appreciated
it. They have a big like a tarp up, and when they bring it down, nothing's there, and they'll be like, "Hey, look, it's invisible. You can't see it."
But they actually
did have like it's
like
a big
plexiglass or something like that,
plastic or
And they had like photo ops in it and stuff like that. My buddy Mark was killing it. Like he like had his stunner shades on and stuff like that, to the point where they were interviewing him afterward and stuff like that, because he was stunting in the jet.
Well, no, because the best part is, so Jimbo's filming this, the reveal, and when the what do you call it, the tarp or the blanket,
curtain
comes down, and you see the actual jet, and Jimbo's like, "Damn it!"
I don't know what I was saying. Damn it about.
I heard it. You were upset.
You wanted the foe. Like you wanted
to be
famous.
Damn it!
I don't think that was the.
That's what it sounded like to me. I mean, we could maybe we can share it. But I should have the audio here. But when as soon as the tarp hit the ground, it sounded like you said, "Damn it!" Like you were
a little disappointed. Yes. There.
Damn it.
I'm trying to wonder if maybe I thought I didn't catch it right on Snapchat or something like that.
Okay,
or,
maybe. But still, the way I viewed it, I started laughing.
Maybe the guy with the mini corn dogs went by me and didn't stop.
There's a lot of stuff happening behind you. So for me, just overall, I love all the Marvel.
Mini corn dogs were delicious, by the way.
The Netflix stuff. No, the Luke Cage trailer was awesome because they had the ODB song in the background. And then we got the little teaser for Iron Fist. And I told Tommy, I was like, Tommy, this is going to be your brand new
Iron Fist
favorite.
Going to be his guy.
His new favorite superhero. Yeah.
You could be Iron Fist.
Absolutely. I told him. He could be like that.
Hell, his name is Danny.
I know.
So maybe you could be
I'll be Luke Cage.
can we blackface
you? Killer Croc.
Killer Croc. Yeah, that too. No, I was going to say, because for Tommy, the character, he has curly blonde hair. And so Tommy, when he was a baby, used to have big blonde Luscious curly hair.
Blonde locks.
So I was like, oh, Tommy, you
like
are
gorgeous George.
Absolutely. So Tommy for Halloween, I think, should be Iron Fist.
It's even in his Twitter handle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And perfect. Instagram handle.
Yeah.
I think it'd be perfect. But then, but the Defenders, they didn't really have like anything because they haven't started filming yet. So they had more
it was just a banner.
Yeah, but it was like a teaser, like, graphic.
Yeah.
But what got me chills was it was Nirvana's Come As You Are. And so hearing that, and it was like, come as you are. It's like these four, you know, misfit superheroes coming together. And so I loved it.
Reminiscent of when I was at Comic-Con when the Avengers first assembled on stage. They did a very similar thing for the Avengers banner reveal.
Yeah.
But the cool thing they did with that is when they brought the lights up, all the Avengers were on stage.
With
it was the first time they'd ever been on stage together before, so that was pretty rad. But yeah, no, I'm excited for the
Defenders.
I love
the use of the music. I hope that's in the TV show. But then, so I'm excited. I know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. revealed that Ghost Rider.
I'm excited.
I'm
the token S.H.I.E.L.D. fan here, apparently. So
I'm not.
Lord.
I've only seen, like, think a quarter of the first episode. That's all I've ever watched. That's all I ever watched
It's indigestion on the small screen is what it is.
But then DC, I love the Wonder Woman trailer. Justice League, I thought it was pretty cool. And then,
I got into it.
I wish we would have had more Marvel stuff released online. But as you said, we got it.
I'm glad, and I'll say this. I'm glad not everything hits the internet, though.
Yeah.
Because some of it is just for the people at the convention. And that's what makes it special. And I cannot stress this enough. San Diego Comic-Con is special. There is something in the air in San Diego, the vibe, the whole town. It is like Christmas for the city of San Diego. It's this very own special thing, which is why I hear people say it should move here or should move there. Why isn't it bigger? They need to do this. No, you don't get it. There is something inherently magical about it being at the San Diego Convention Center, and that's where it should stay.
It's like the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade.
Exactly. Yeah.
So real quick, how is your Tinder game down there?
Oh, I did not get on the Tinder game.
No, really?
No.
He was waiting for Katrina the whole time.
I'm happily taken by whatever Lucha Underground person wants to have me.
Puts me in a headlock, right?
Awesome. Jimbo, I know you posted a couple of your interviews already.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. I did get to interview. How could I forget? I did get to interview the voice of Batman, Kevin Conroy, which was a huge lifelong thrill for me. Yeah. I had met him briefly before WonderCon a couple years ago, but this was awesome. It was a thrill to get to do that.
So what I'll do is I'll take those links, and I already made like a Comic-Con recap page on the Bone website. So I'll go ahead and add your links there. So go to 1077thebone.com or was it bestdamnnerdshow.com? Yeah. You have them up there.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad you had fun. I know it was work/more vacation.
It was a work play.
It seemed like a good level of each.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
I got to get down there one of these years.
Absolutely.
I would love to go. And dress up as something. Like, I'm trying to think what I would dress up as cosplay-wise.
Let's see.
Dude, you could be a great Hulk.
Yeah, I could do Hulk. I'm just thinking.
You'd have to be green, though. You got to commit to it. No, just foam thing and no mask. Go body paint.
Or we can actually dress him up as real baby Huey, the duck.
No. You could be real baby Huey. Actually, that'd be pretty funny.
Put it on our Facebook, Twitter. Leave us a comment. What do you think I should dress up as? Or email us as well. So
Hagrid.
What?
Hagrid from Harry Potter?
Oh, there you go.
How about Hodor?
Hodor? Yeah, you could do Hodor. Well, you'd have to have Joe on your back, though. Like, you'd have to be Bran.
Can I?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay, we'll I have no clue who these people are.
Okay. No, but no, I'm glad you had fun, and it's definitely it's really cool. So,
sad flight out of San Diego on that night, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I bet. But as you mentioned, or as you might have heard a second ago, I just did a little Quagmire drop. So, real quick, I just got to give a big shout-out to Sean, our head engineer here at the station. He helped configure
Sean, don't call me Pablo Sandoval.
Exactly. But as you know, we've been broadcasting out of our new studio, as we like to call it, the Kevin Nash studio. So we've been
diesel-powered.
We've been in here for a few months. And so this studio used to be an actual live on-air radio station.
Rest in peace, Nash.
So we've been using it now for our podcast. And so he helped me configure it so I can play, like, more audio here. I think to make the podcast even more, give it a little more flavor. I mean, so,
kind of like in the good old days of connecting my cell phone to the auxiliary cord.
Yeah, the old building. But no, so I'm excited. I'm getting some more drops. I just want to ask you guys, is there any funny drops we should play? Because, I mean, I got, like, Peter Griffin here now.
Yeah.
I got Chris Griffin.
Movie.
And then some Cartman. Where's Cartman?
You will respect my authority.
Some Beavis and Butthead.
I pulled too much.
So I got a lot of drops here, and now I'm like, my brain's thinking what I can add. So is there any suggestions for you guys? I mean, you think I should add? Wrestling, definitely.
Okay, yeah, and there will definitely be a lot of wrestling. Obviously, my spirit animal, Ric Flair, should be heavily represented with the Bodacious Tatas.
John Cena.
Yes, John Cena.
I think though we have a pretty good library of stuff that we have done together that we could incorporate too. Stuff from before.
I'm sure we can go back and grab some stuff.
Yeah, like and even stuff from like our interview with like say like Stardust or something like that. Like a boo
or
things like that.
Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, good guy, bad guy kind of deal. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think
it's a work in progress.
Yeah. Email us maybe just funny things from our own podcast that or and God help us if we get caught recording something that makes us sound stupid that you can incorporate into the
soundboard.
Always good.
Yeah.
All right. No, we'll work on that. Okay. So we have to talk about this briefly. Apparently, everyone this week is going ape-ass over apparently the latest Instagram update and
You mean the new Snapchat?
Yes, exactly. How apparently Instagram is biting Snapchat and looks like they're trying to undercut them and take them, kill them out.
You know what I like? I was reading about this and a lot of people were saying that this is because Facebook owns Instagram. This is pretty much their FU to Snapchat for not allowing them to buy them out when they offer them like billions of dollars.
Oh, really?
Snapchat is individual aside from any other like social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so in case anyone's wondering, if you have not done the update yet, go ahead and do it. Apparently, Instagram added a new feature called Stories, and pretty much it's exactly just what Snapchat is. You can take a picture or a video, 10-second video, and post it on your timeline, and it lasts for 24 hours, and after that, it disappears.
Right.
So that's pretty much what Snapchat is, which is great for a lot of reasons.
I thought Snapchat was the dick pic app.
I know.
Yeah,
that's Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
No, that's what it was. It was like, I remember it was
I thought it was like Brett Favre showed his wang.
Yes.
And it got around. And then somebody's like, man, wouldn't it be great if you could just like send that very unphotogenic organ to people, but then they couldn't share it with others?
Exactly.
And then it disappears.
Yes. Well,
even though you can still screenshot it, though.
Well, I know.
Now you can.
Well, you know who screenshot it. And you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucks. You know, but it's like, what can you do after that?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so I remember when Carlos Mencia came in the studio and he said Snapchat is what young kids use to send stuff to each other back and forth.
Really? Did he come up with that all by himself? I bet he didn't.
Oh.
Sorry, Carlos.
No, I'm not sorry.
Probably
not even really Hispanic.
Well, the funny thing is...
Isn't he Canadian?
No.
Poor man's Mexico.
I'm just saying is, Snapchat has become really popular in the last couple years. I just started using...
I don't get it.
I just started using within the last few months, and I will admit, honestly, like, I'm getting kind of bored of it in the last few weeks. Like, there's a lot of random stuff people post on there. I mean, I've started building up my following of people on there, but like the people I follow, it's a lot of this stuff is just random things I don't care about. It's like people walking down the street and they film their steps or they film them about to eat something, and it's like, oh, I don't care. Show me something more entertaining.
I get it from the sense as far as wanting things to disappear or whatever, but it's like for the people that are like in, like, I will say this, like, you know, if you want to showcase like what you're doing and stuff like that, I thought that's what Instagram was for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I like Instagram. It's like my personal photo album of my life.
Yeah. You can go back, find something to show someone later.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. And I only post stuff that I want people to see for, you know, for long term. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get Snapchat is cool. For me, Snapchat is more cool just to have communicate with someone on the DL and
in the DMs.
Yes. DMs. But yeah,
goes down in the DMs.
But you can communicate with someone and have a conversation, but there's no record of it. So either text or pictures or videos. So yes, case in point, Draymond Green. Do you think Draymond Green's gonna switch over to Instagram now?
God, I hope not. That'll be there forever.
Yeah, seriously.
So your thoughts on the whole Draymond Green situation?
It was his.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I recognized it.
You really?
Well, for being in the locker rooms,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that thing better than my own.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was his.
And there the shovel.
That's all I got to say about
the
hole. That.
Okay. Do we know who he's sending it to?
No, that was actually my main thing was that... as far as, because I know, you know, he is a lady friend, so hopefully it was to her.
Lady.
But out of this, I don't know if you saw the news about this. I know it's not on the rundown here, but he got offered $100,000 to do a porno.
From Vivid.
Drayzilla is what they were going to title. And they said, you set up the scene, you pick the co-star, whoever you want. You have the perfect equipment for the industry. So, day-day, when your career's over.
But
I'd
come
say
on.
Don't take it.
He's making, I think, $17 million.
Yeah, he ain't hurting for it.
I know.
It's very flattering, though.
Yeah, but it's like, come on. It's like Octomom, I think, got $1 million offered.
That's true. They are kind of lowballing him.
I know. For him, it'd be like...
Blueballing him?
Yes, exactly. But I'm like, come on, man. You don't need to do this.
No.
So
no, absolutely
it's
not.
It's just publicity for Vivid.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, but no, I felt bad. It's like, dude... You're supposed to hit the person you want to send to, not my story. I think that's what happened.
That's such a risky move.
I know.
You know, especially with, like, you know, like, you know, Draymond's hands are very much so much more in shape than mine, but I think we both probably have fat fingers. Yeah. It's like, it's, you know, it's, that's a risky move.
I know. I mean, you know, girls have asked, hey, send something. I'm like, no, I'm not sending you anything.
No,
I'm not taking that risk. You'll never convince me
before
why I need
Snapchat,
to.
I had a girlfriend who, for a long period of time, she kept asking me while we were, I was like, no, what do you think, I'm an idiot?
Really?
Like, I'm still not entirely sure that you're not a spam bot and we've had sex. So,
well, okay, no.
Well, after having sex, she is a spam bot.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think because of this update from Instagram, this is the death of Snapchat?
Because of Draymond's D pic?
No.
Because of Instagram? Yeah. No, because I think Snapchat, I think, is inherently, even though I'm not, like, totally down with it, I think it's cooler than Instagram right now.
Okay.
Like, I think Snapchat is the new hotness right now.
Yeah.
Now, because Snapchat caught on in a way bigger than Vine ever did, because I know you made the comparison that Instagram is kind of doing what they did to Vine.
I was going
to
say, first off, Instagram's too. Like the mob. They see the competition. They take them out.
Yeah.
Because remember.
But I think they waited too long.
True, but I remember, so yeah, Instagram was just pictures, and then Vine, everyone was on Vine, and then Instagram's like, well, okay, you got 7-second videos, we could do 15-second video. Mm-hmm. Now, recently, it's up to a full minute now.
Yeah.
So Vine, I don't hear anyone talking about Vine now. All the Vine stars have moved over to Instagram.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, is this their way of trying to undercut the competition with Snapchat?
I mean, it's smart because you can do whatever you want to do on one
It's all
app.
In one. I will admit, for me personally, I have a lot more followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I feel like anything I do on Instagram gets more exposure than Snapchat. And it's funny thing.
RIP the ghost emoji.
Yes. The one thing is they have no filters yet. So a lot of girls are upset they can't do the dog puppy face thing. And then for me personally.
There's plenty of dog faces out there that don't need the filter.
But the problem with also is I post something. I've been, you know, posting a couple things on my Instagram story now. There's a ton of people who view it who never liked my photos. So now I'm like, I'm calling out all these people.
Oh, so same thing.
Well,
you
wasn't
can see,
worthy of the
you
double
see,
tap.
So you can see who's viewed your story.
Yeah, just like Snapchat. You can view, it tells you who's viewed it. And I'm like, wow, all these people are looking at my new Instagram story, but they never like any of my photos. Well, so I'm like, they're caught now. I caught you.
That's the same thing with now on Instagram with the videos. You only see how many people have viewed your video, not likes.
Well, you got to click on that, and then it opens up who's liked it.
Okay.
So that's the thing. So I'm just saying, it's very interesting that there's a lot of people who look at my stuff, but never actually like it. Hit that
I'm
double
sorry.
Tap. Come on, Jimbo. I tag you in everything. Even when I meet wrestlers, I use Too Sweet.
Yeah, that's why you don't get any likes anymore, Huey. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Stole it.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Only time could tell if people will give up on Snapchat or go over to Instagram fully. I just like it. I like the update because now it's all in one. I can stay on Instagram. It's less for me to worry about logging and keeping track of.
Just so you know, I don't have a Snapchat.
Thank you, Tommy.
It does not go down in Iron Fist's DMs on Snapchat. Yeah. Doesn't have one.
That's right. So we'll see what happens. A lot of people, I think, still... It's funny. I see everyone on Instagram says, go ahead and still follow me on Snapchat. Like, a lot of people are still committed. They're loyal.
I think they're still ahead of the curve on the cool factor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. But so on that note, let's go ahead and jump into something that Jimbo and I have been anxiously waiting to talk about. So this past Monday night, we were very lucky to go to... Why are you looking around, Jimbo?
I was trying to figure out what you were talking about.
Okay. This past Monday, we were able to go to the advanced screening for the brand new Suicide Squad movie, which does come out Friday, August 5th.
Technically tomorrow.
Yeah, which is tomorrow, the recording.
So yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Next
you
week.
You never know. I know how this game is played.
Last week.
I gave whole talks to my host. Like, try not to say this week or like even this year if you can help it. Because you never know what it's going to be.
Like the last episode, I didn't edit till like 3 weeks later.
It happens, man.
Should we say like 2016 just in case?
Well, it's funny because like the one episode, Chas was talking about giving or about to give birth. And when I posted it, Sherry had the baby.
He's in high school. He grows up so fast.
So anyway, so we saw Suicide Squad this week. We'll try to keep it short and concise because there's so many reviews for it out right now.
Non-spoiler.
Just be non-spoiler.
But full of judgment and praise.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it this weekend so we can do a full review next week if we can.
So Jimbo, I guess let's just for the sake of this discussion, what did you like about the movie?
It made me want to kill myself.
Whoa. Really?
No, it's Suicide Squad. It's terrible. Come on.
That went over his head. I got it.
I'm way too tired today.
Okay. So one of my favorite movies growing up was The Dirty Dozen.
Yes.
And I feel like The Suicide Squad, just in general, I haven't read any of the creators of it as far as from the comic book, if that was their inspiration. But it feels like to me the idea of The Suicide Squad is directly lifted from The Dirty Dozen, which is a group of military convicts. So people that were in the military that committed a crime and then are on military death row. Mm-hmm. And this is during World War II, have to go like take down this like Nazi and sleaze. It's a badass movie starring Charles Bronson, Jim Brown, Lee Marvin. I encourage you all to check it out if you haven't seen it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. So going into this, very excited. I like the concept of this.
Okay.
And so you get like this group of supervillains that are being forced to work for the good guys, sort of, because Argus is this shadowy organization anyway, so we never really know what their motivations are. So it works in Argus. That sense, which why they would do that, because Superman would never employ these guys. The Justice League would never employ these guys.
Yeah.
But this sort of shadow organization, Argus, does it, which makes sense. So what I liked about it, I liked the concept a lot. Man, I loved the start of this film. I thought their intros were phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
cool. Like the way they introduce each character because,
visually too. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Who they are, their stats.
Yeah, exactly. Like throwing, stats up on the screen, like a tale of the tape, like from boxing, like you said. Yeah. And just like, and some like Matt facts from wrestling, if that helps either. But it was just very cool how they did that. Like, you know, they mention a name and then like freeze frame and like they're like, even like their little logo and stuff comes up. So I like you get a little bio on them. I loved that. I loved because one of the things my friend Iris and I, we were talking about how much we love the trailers. And I was like, man, because they use this great music in all the trailers. And we were always like, man, we really like the trailers, but it's because they're so musical. I wonder how that's going to translate. Is it just going to be kind of like not as fun? Boy, at the start of the movie, they incorporate music phenomenally. I loved how they were using the music. That was some of the stuff that I loved about it.
Yes. No, me too. And it's just I love all the action scenes. It was definitely over the top, in your face. It was like, wow, pretty intense. I mean, it was already in the trailer, but it's Joe, and I think you'll get a kick out of this. Definitely, Batman has a good presence in this movie. It's not huge, but I mean,
it's enough to.
When he shows up a few times, it's definitely entertaining. And it's like,
it was definitely their way of like sort of doing the Marvel hashtag, it's all connected kind of thing.
So I geeked out, and there's
It is the same universe as.
Absolutely. And cool. This takes place not too far after the events of Batman v Superman. So,
oh, okay.
That's all I'll say about that. And
score.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
So,
I can't wait.
I also really liked like the Justice League Easter eggs in this movie. That's all I'll say. Because, like I said, connecting the universe,
right.
There's definitely some good stuff in there. So if you're a fan or anticipating that movie, it definitely kind of helps you get a little more excited for it.
Awesome.
I mean, I thought Harley Quinn, was it Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie. Yes.
Margot Robbie. Yeah. She was awesome, I thought, as
she stole the show.
Absolutely. Okay.
I would hope so, because the Joker and Harley Quinn are two of the most eccentric characters in this movie, it seems.
Absolutely. And just, it had its moments of fun. It's definitely, I think, a little more lighthearted compared to Batman v Superman. So there were some fun moments. It's just that it was cool seeing Jared Leto as Joker, but I think we can kind of get into that in a second. I'm trying to think anything else that really stood out to me.
Fresh Prince, how did he do?
I thought it was just, Will Smith was just Will Smith.
He was very much so Will Smith.
Yeah,
I love Will Smith. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Big Willie Styles, my dude.
Yeah, he did what he's known for.
He looked great as Deadshot. The suit was dope.
Yeah.
The suit was awesome.
Absolutely. I wish he would wear the mask more often.
Them's the curse of the superhero movie.
When you cast these big name actors,
you want to see the face.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I'm trying to think anything else major before we get into like the negative. Anything else that really stood out?
I'm just going to offer this as my if you have one take. I recommend seeing the movie before we get into the negative stuff. Don't misunderstand me. That I definitely think you should go see it. Formulate your own opinion. It is not nearly as bad as what the Rotten Tomatoes reviewers and all that stuff people are saying. It's getting a lot of hate online right now. A lot of hate. And I think it's unjustified the extent. It's definitely a movie worth criticizing because, as we're going to get into a minute, a lot of it's cotton candy. It's just very surface level. But I will say this. My synopsis of how I feel about Suicide Squad, and I'm going to take credit for it and keep putting this out there, is the Daryl Strawberry of superhero films. Because
why
when
is that?
Because when it starts out, you think you may be witnessing like the best of all time. And it could have been up there as like one of the all time great superhero movies. And then by the end, it's a big pile of blow.
Oh no. Oh no.
Thanks, Tomas.
Yes.
We need a rim shot.
We need a rim shot.
There you go.
But
write that down.
Like, the more I think about it, it's really how I feel about it.
Okay.
And you know, and that's not to say again, Daryl Strawberry had a very, you know, by the end, like close to 300 home runs. Not a bad career.
I mean, I was glad to finally see.
Plus, I remember when Daryl Strawberry used to play for the Giants briefly, 1994.
See, so go support a former Giant. Go see the movie.
I'm trying to think of anything else that really stood out. I was like, oh, that was awesome. You know, I did hear Jimbo, Justice League. You know who their villain's going to be?
Who?
Rotten Tomatoes.
There it is. We do need the rim shot for that. Good Lord.
Thank you. How is the fight choreography? Would that be in like your cons?
Well, okay, let's go into our negatives right now. Okay. Okay, so Jimbo, what you did not like about the movie?
Fight choreography.
So the intros were amazing. Like, I'm fully bought in.
Like, the first act.
Like, I'm telling myself as I'm sitting there, like, trying to be more objective about this movie. I'm like, all right, like, do I just love this movie so much because it's free and it's the press screen? It's that whole, like, whatever pumping through my veins kind of deal.
Yes.
So it's like, so I'm like, man, all right, you gotta look at this more critically. And then all this goodwill that they had built up, the movie just kind of drives off a cliff and becomes a big mess as soon as they start their mission. As soon as they really start Suicide Squadding it up, it sucked.
Their motivation was not.
Yeah, exactly. Really? Their motivations were flimsy at times. It lacked a heart in the second and third acts that the first act did have. And it's hard to put my finger on. They dropped certain lines in it that I don't feel like they earned as far as like the camaraderie of the team.
I know.
The villains.
This is my family. Yeah. Like, what? That guy can. You guys been together for a few hours.
Yeah. Well, it's like, even if it was missing something that it lacked charm once they were on their mission. Like I don't know if maybe they just reshot the opening then. I don't know, but, It was lacking in that. I didn't like the villain that they chose. I thought it was completely ill-fitting of the tone and tenor of the rest of the film. It was so over the top in a different way.
I mean, for me personally, I guess I could say this. I was telling you off the air. The ending to me reminded me of the 1984 Ghostbusters.
Absolutely, I completely concur with that.
Really?
In a way. Which is not to disparage the original Ghostbusters, but it was so out of place for this movie. What?
Because, and you brought up a good point, is.
It was such a paint-by-numbers kind of, like, thing that the bad guys were doing, too. It was, like, not thought out at all.
But they brought these characters together, but it didn't make sense what they're all known for to fight this villain.
Yeah, and I get it that it wasn't really what they were planning on having them fight for, but it just was a complete mismatch for the team.
It didn't seem too believable.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like it played to the strengths of what we could see on screen from these characters. You know what I mean? Like... So bad choice of villain, bad mission, bad motivation.
Let me ask you this. So what did you think of Jared Leto as the Joker and maybe his relationship with Harley Quinn in the movie?
Okay. Jared Leto's Joker was not bad. It was not...
We didn't get enough of it.
It was not standard. I had enough of it because I thought he was completely unnecessary to the movie. He didn't need to be there. And this is a minor spoiler.
Okay.
So earmuff it.
I have headphones on.
Take them out and earmuff it.
I'm right next to you.
I went into the movie expecting Joker to be the big bad.
No, you can talk about that because I've heard some other reviews about that.
So I went into the movie expecting him to sort of be the big bad, doing whatever nonsense he was going to be up to. Because I was trying to go in as dark as possible to this, like, and not know. That would have made more sense to me. Him being up to sort of no good, because then you could play on Harley Quinn's relationship with him and sort of like, you know, she probably betrays the team and then she realizes Joker really doesn't give a flying S about him.
That conflict.
Yeah, that conflict there. Instead, we got a terrible villain and we see a Joker in this who is a...
Just jumps in.
He is more...
Look at me.
He's more Edward Cullen than anything. He's like pining after Harley Quinn. He's a lovelorn, jealous Joker, and it's weird, and it doesn't fit with him. It's his relationship with Harley Quinn in every iteration I've seen is him that he likes Harley Quinn, but it's tempered by this, like, he's the ultimate like douche guy that, like, doesn't really care, like, could sort of like take her or leave her kind of thing, and that only fuels her love for him more. In this, he is very much so like pining after her and is like going above and beyond to like try and find her and stuff like that. Completely counter to everything.
It should be the other way around.
Yeah. Or not at all in this movie.
Yeah.
There's this scene later, the flashback scene in the film where I don't know. They consummate their love and it's just like, good God, I didn't need that.
I would love to see more of him. I think it's still a good casting. I want to see more of him in a full-blown Batman movie and see what him and Batman can go at it.
I'm sure he'll be in that standalone Batman.
I hope so.
He was very much so a Scarface-type Joker there, more mob boss-oriented than psychopath.
That's what he looks like.
First,
from what I can see.
He should be more just crazy.
Yeah, like there's a scene where literally he's kind of like holding court. Like he's sitting in a club, like a nightclub that you might have seen like Eric Roberts' character from like Dark Knight in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, which is like kind of out of place for most Joker iterations.
He was living way out in the open.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Because I'm just thinking of like Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah, he was very in the shadows.
And he did whatever he wanted without even thinking twice.
Right. Like,
that's how psycho he was. Yeah. So I don't know. It's
for the record, Jack Nicholson is still my favorite Joker.
Oh yeah,
really? You think?
Well, other than Mark Hamill, but
yes,
well, Mark Hamill live action.
Yeah,
but the other thing that got me was I'll just say the villains, like soldiers or you know the minions,
the putties.
Yeah, putties. Yeah, they were weak. I mean, it was just like you know. This, you know, they throw a bat at him and they defeat him hell easily.
It was a very simple plot device to give everyone an easy hero shot and to be able to kill a ton of people without having really any real consequences about it.
Well, in the middle, I yawned twice and part of it was a long day for me, but it was like that long. There was a big gunfight scene that was kind of long for me. That was just like, okay, let's move on. And then I'm trying to think of anything else that really stood out. I mean, it's just the fact that like, they're taking on metahumans, but they're not all metahumans. Some of them are, but some of them not. I don't know. I mean,
I didn't have a problem with that so much. I thought it was just an ill-fitting first mission for them to go on to see them as a team. But, I mean, again, Margot Robbie was great. She was phenomenal. She was Harley Quinn, and you get to see some classic Harley Quinn, which I didn't expect, which is cool.
Yeah, nice. Yes.
I'll leave it at that.
The giant sledgehammer?
I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, okay. I'd let people be surprised. Yeah. But, so she was great. I don't know. Some of the other members, like, I didn't really think so much of Killer Croc.
Yeah. I didn't get too emotionally caught up in all these characters.
I liked Diablo a lot, actually. I thought Diablo was actually one of the standouts.
That was Captain Boomerang.
He was good when he was called upon.
He was okay.
Yeah,
I think he was a filler character. I think a lot of people online will like Captain Boomerang more than I do.
Okay. Well, I'll just say...
I'll say that. So he probably did well.
I mean, what he did in the beginning... How they introduced
him. Oh, his intro was awesome.
Oh, and was it?
Okay. Yeah, that's all
that
we're
was the
see.
Best part about it. Okay. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, that I'm excited. So I'll see that again.
What I'm hearing is that I should go watch the first act, get up, and leave.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I'll tell you how I feel about it over the weekend.
And definitely stay for the mid-credits scene.
Oh, really?
Hey, do we get two or one?
We just got one.
One.
Okay. The restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'll say.
Did they go get shawarma, just like the end of First
Avengers? No. It's completely different, but it was good. I like that. So I hopefully, just the future of the DC universe, hopefully they can bounce back from this. I don't know. I'm kind of a little worried.
I thought this was better than Batman v Superman.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Batman v Superman, the ultimate cut is better.
Okay. Well,
me personally.
That's another conversation.
Yes. I don't know. We can rank them. I don't know. But
I don't think they should have to sell a DVD for me to like a movie.
How would you rate it?
I paid for it to see in theaters.
How would you rate it?
What, as far as like a percentage scale or anything?
Maybe like 1 out of 10. 1 to 10.
every fiber of my being wants to say 4 out of 10. But but no, Bret Hart. I thought maybe a 6 out of 10.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too.
Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking that too, about 6 out of 10.
All right.
Yeah.
The first act's like 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. If Wonder Woman sucks, because we know DC puts out these great trailers. If Wonder Woman sucks, do you think the DC cinematic universe is doomed?
No. Like,
can they win the fans still?
No, yeah, they're going to. Well, the thing is, I don't think Wonder Woman's going to suck. Two, the thing is, they have bulletproof properties in Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
Those things can suck till the cows come home, but people are still going to get excited about them and go see them.
Okay. I gotcha. All right.
Are you a man?
What?
What?
Wonder Woman trailer.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Seriously? Hey, you didn't get my I want to kill myself joke. You're not allowed to come on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ever.
Touché.
Don't come on me.
Touché.
All right, so that's our review. So... As always, we like to say, go out and see yourself. Make your own decision. I mean,
bring money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bring a sneak of beer.
Absolutely. So moving on, let's go ahead and jump into other news with the other guys.
Yeah, I'm back. I get to do this again.
Yes. Is your throat cleared?
Yep. I'm good.
Okay. I didn't mean for you to actually do that.
Sorry.
So, okay.
I wanted to double check.
Okay. Cool. Go ahead. Do it. Jump into it, Joe.
All right. So we've all had that moment late night, super drunk, where we just wanted to go up to a 24-hour McDonald's and get some burgers. And it's only for the drive-thru and you're on foot. Now McDonald's actually be testing in Wales a walk-through early morning McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
So from the hours of 2:30 to 4, patrons will be able to walk through. They're actually setting up right next to a club, so kind of helps. Get out of the club at last call, walk to McDonald's, get a McDouble or whatever you want. Maybe breakfast because, you know, they're serving breakfast all day.
Interesting.
Now, would you guys actually partake in
this? So there's only one McDonald's that's doing
They're testing out, see what the reaction is to the masses. So.
Jimbo, have you ever walked through a drive-thru?
Yes, I have.
I have also.
They're not fans of that.
No.
It takes some convincing. I've done it at Burger King and a Jack in the Box. I think a walk-through. I don't see why they're so hesitant to do this anyway. I mean, what's the problem? If there's nobody in the drive-thru.
Right.
Why can't I just walk on, you know, order? Because because the issue comes in is like when you actually physically close the inside, and it's like, it's not like I'm trying to be like clever and be like, oh, I'm just going to walk through, guys. Like, no, it's not like I can literally not walk in and order my food to go. and I do not have a car right now.
Right.
I'm also smashed. You're telling me you'd rather have me drive drunk to get my food than just walk through? Shame on you.
Yeah. Good point.
See, that's what I like about when downtown San Jose, during my college years, we have a 24-hour walk-in Jack-in-the-Box. Plus, next to it, a couple burrito places that stayed open until about 2 o'clock for last call. So I think restaurants should start doing that.
I'm all for it.
Open late, really late night walk-in.
I mean, is the issue they're worried more about, like, robberies? Wouldn't they be more worried if, like, he had a getaway car? I guess then, like, the license plate would be on camera and stuff like that. But
interesting. I'm curious. I would love to try it out.
See how it is.
Next one.
All right. So for seeing that we're talking about dick pics earlier, there are some rules do's and don'ts to becoming a sexting master. One of them is do learn your partner's comfort level and scale accordingly, like how crazy and outrageous you want to get with your sext.
For sexting.
And, of course, a big don't send pictures of your junk.
Never.
Never.
Never do it.
Yeah,
ever.
We discussed this earlier. No, don't do it. What's the point?
Exactly.
It goes for you ladies, too.
You think so?
I don't mind.
I quote Jonah Hill in Superbad. You ever see a vagina by itself? Not for me.
I don't want to see a vagina. I do want to see, you know.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
The other lady bits are fine.
Exactly. Do compliment and encourage. So
if somebody does send their junk, compliment and encourage it.
Aww. Thank you.
Come on, little fella.
Don't let undesirable reactions deflate your ego. Like, so that kind of like goes up against you. Like, if they say, like, oh, okay.
That it?
Don't let it bug you.
Wow.
And then, of course, don't.
They just call you Tiny.
Yeah.
Or no wonder they call you Baby Huey. Yeah.
And the last two I really like. Do revisit the sex for your own pleasure. So, you know, a little bit of a spank bank. And don't show her slash his photos to your friends. Keep it private. Yeah.
I will never trust anyone enough to send those things.
Plus, we learn also, you know, Hope Solo's pick. Come on. All I got to say is one word.
Oh, God.
Arby's.
God, yeah, thank you.
I could use some goddamn poontang myself right now.
That being said, keep representing America.
Exactly, go kick some ass.
Thank you, Tommy. Tommy's like, who's the guy on Tom Green who sat in the back?
Oh, Phil.
Phil. And Tommy, he just chimes in.
Phil. Okay, and on to the next story. I bet we've all wondered what she has thought during the act. But so Max has decided to
what act?
Sex. Oh. Sexual activities. So Max
Sweet,
has come
now
out.
I can just play with myself.
What was that, Cartman?
Sweet, now I can just play with myself.
So Max has come out with 12 things that she is thinking. The first one just goes straight to it. I can't wait to sit on that D.
Really?
Yeah. And then, of course, like there's the actual real thoughts where you didn't notice my lingerie swallows sadness.
I
always appreciate good lingerie.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Can I say clitoris?
It's a medical term.
That's not my clitoris. That's not either. Nope. Still not my clitoris.
Wait. My phone cut. All right. Can you say it one more time?
That's not my clitoris. That's not it either. Nope. Still not my clitoris. That's all the one quote.
Thank you. Got some drops now.
Wow.
Good job.
Come on, Jimbo.
Good show.
That's true. This would be a problem.
Let's see. Oh, baby, keep talking dirty to me. Wait, you want to do what to my what? Let's see. This one I found hilarious because we've all been there. God damn it, I need to fart. Both of you have, come on. Have you ever felt the urge to pass gas?
Never been very gassy during the act.
Really?
I've had a zone.
I've had a couple.
You got to take Pepto-Bismol before you go out for the night.
You got to do a pregame dump, actually.
Yes.
Let's see.
That one loose in the elevator.
Yes.
Thank you, Tommy.
Such a romancer, Tomas. Jeez.
Let's see. Oh, my God. He definitely learned that from porn. And their little caption why they put that. Are you jackhammer finger banging her? Don't do that. Let's see. Don't finish yet. No. Please, not yet.
That's what all these girls are thinking?
That's what they... Oh, my God. Has mind-blowing orgasm.
I'm just thinking what's what they really think. Jimbo, what do you think a girl really says when she's with you?
I think all the good ones.
I have gotten the don't finish yet. No. Please, not yet. and also the complaints. I wasn't done yet. Let's go round two, but I just want to pass out.
It's only one word that comes to mind. When after they just go, woo!
Nature boy over here.
And then, all the girls, they just go, there goes the man.
And then to top it all off, we have seen the return of the Redneck Olympics. Excuse me, the Redneck Blank, because the Olympics have threatened to sue because they use the term Olympics.
Really? Yeah, they're very protective about that.
And they are.
So these Redneck Games, they actually have an event?
They do. So I went on their Wikipedia to check out, because the article doesn't list a few. And actually, the article lists bobbing for pig's feet.
These are actual sports that they can compete in?
Yes. And actually,
where's it held at? Does it rotate?
No, I think it's held in, actually, it never, didn't really, get, oh, Western Maine.
Okay.
In Western Maine, which, yeah, that totally screams Appalachia.
Okay, so go ahead. Where are some of the sports that they play?
So in the article, they gave bobbing for pig's feet, which I wouldn't mind. I've eaten pig's feet before. Grease watermelon haul, toilet seat horseshoes. The Wikipedia gives a lot more, which includes the cigarette flip, seed spitting, mud pit belly flop, big hair contest, armpit serenade,
wow,
bug zapping by spitball, dumpster diving, hubcap hurling.
Okay, wait. I, before you go on, so Jimbo, if you could compete in the Redneck Olympics, what would be your sport?
All right. First of all, I loved the reality show Party Down South, so I am not anti-redneck, but I am anti the Redneck Games. I think this is atrocious. But if I had to pick one, oh boy, I'd probably be pretty good at the mud pit belly flop.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You'd be better than I, but I'd have you tested for steroids. You'd disqualify.
I'm the beast incarnate.
I would go with probably the toilet seat horseshoes.
That'd be pretty
fun. I'd love to be a judge in the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, they do have a wet t-shirt contest at some of their games.
I am an expert.
Yeah.
That should be fun. No, yeah. I think we should do our own. That's what we should have done.
I think that would be kind of fun.
Just keep this to the county fair where it should be.
Oh, man. Oh, even like the little pigs running. That's always fun.
I would love the pig wrestle. Just try to get a greased pig or the greased up deaf guy.
Oh, man.
I'm going to see right fun. Next to you.
And that's it. There's your other news with the other guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe. So since Chassa is out, I'll go ahead and handle the reins for Holy Crap Report. It's always our rock and entertainment news. I'll go through this real quick because I know we're running out of time.
Green Day.
Absolutely. So in case you guys don't follow Billy Joe Armstrong on Instagram like I do.
Snapchat. I do it on Snapchat. No, I'm joking.
he announced the other day, posted a photo that Green Day will be releasing a brand new single called Bang Bang on August 11th. So I can't wait to listen to that. It's their first. What, Jim? But why are you shaking your head? It's the first. This is their first new music in 4 years since 2012 when they did Uno, Dos, and Trey. They actually did a Christmas song this past
year. Don't worry, though, because Boulevard of Broken Dreams is still playing every 5 minutes on every station everywhere.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exciting. As much as I like to troll you because you troll my musical taste, this is exciting, though.
I'm sorry, but when I hear the title Bang Bang, all I can think about is Group X is all I want is Bang Bang Bang.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think of B-52s.
Bang Bang!
On right? The door, baby?
Yeah, Bang Bang.
No, you got to go with Mick Foley, a.k.a. Cactus Jack. Bang Bang!
Yes.
I'm with Tomas.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay. And I found this story, and I think it'd be a little interesting because I think this is a band that we all grew up on. Smashing Pumpkins, as remember Chasta talked about, she went and saw them last year, and it's pretty much Billy Corgan and friends. Jimmy Chamberlain, the original drummer, was playing, but then he got kicked out. So it was pretty much just a bunch of hired guns playing with him. Well, the other day he posted on Facebook that he's teasing the idea of the classic lineup, the one that we grew up on, might actually do a reunion tour.
Oh, cool.
So just curious, are you guys all in favor of a classic lineup reunion?
You know, this is just like the year of reunions, yes. Basically.
That's true.
Like, people are putting their differences aside, you know?
Sounds like it. Like,
I need a cha-ching sound effect.
We'll get Patrick in here before you know it.
I know. We don't have five microphones.
Oh, wow. And the rift continues. The divide is so strong.
I miss you, huge crank. I miss you.
But so, yeah, he posts on Facebook. He's thinking about making plans and should be interesting. And so
that'd be kind of cool.
Because the original guitarist, is it James? Yeah, James. He jumped on.
Thanks, James.
James.
You got it, guys. You're welcome for all the great music that I produced with Billy Corgan.
He jumped on stage last year, did some songs with them, and DRC has talked about she is open to joining the band because I think she's all clean and sober now.
Okay.
So I'll be for it. I mean, that's a band I grew up on. I love their catalog of music, and I would love to see it. As Joe, you just mentioned, it's all about reunions. Guns N' Roses, yeah. Misfits.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic.
Swan. Let's get Swan.
Oh, why?
God, why?
Billy Corgan's greatest work.
Oh, God. I don't think so. Sorry.
Burn Too Bright, Died Young.
Pretty soon we'll get Blink-182 reunion when Tom gets done finding aliens or whatever.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I think Billy Corgan's best work is TNA.
Wow. That's definitely not true.
That's over my head.
Wrestling. It's wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot he is a wrestling fan.
That's right.
Yeah,
I talked to him about that when he came by and performed last year.
Fanboyed out.
Or 2 years ago. Wow, it's been 2 years now.
Yeah, it was at the old building.
Yes. Oh, man. So I'm all for it.
Plus, yeah. I just want to say I think one of the best Smashing Pumpkins songs with Billy Corgan is the song Mayonnaise off Siamese Dream.
Thank you, Doc.
I love that. I agree with Tomas.
You need to come up more often.
I love this. Tommy's two cents.
That sounds like a segment.
Yes, absolutely. And lastly, it seems like every week we have an AC/DC story. So Angus Young recently was being interviewed, and he said he had a lot of fun working with Angus Young did an interview recently, and he talked about how much he loved working with Axl Rose and how the tour was a lot of fun. And despite the beginning where had the broken foot and he was in the throne with Dave Grohl's throne.
Right.
Once he was able to got healed and walk around, it was a lot of fun, a lot of energy. His range is really great. So he was able to do a mixture of Bon Scott songs they haven't done in a long time. And he was able to hit the high note stuff of Brian Johnson's years in the band.
Nice. I'm sorry, I can't hear you over AC/DC's Cold Hearted Betrayal.
Yeah.
So
also I have tinnitus.
So he is open working with Axl Rose more. But the future of the bands, he doesn't know because, as we mentioned before, Brian Johnson is...
Betrayed!
Yeah, he's out.
Basically.
With his ear stuff. Cliff Williams recently announced that...
he's retiring.
His ears will heal. A broken heart, though. I'm not sure.
Shattered dreams. Did I do that right, Jimbo?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Not sure it really quite fit, but yeah.
I'm like the Joker. I just throw myself in the mix.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Yes. So it'd be interesting. I mean, because Cliff Williams announced he's not going to tour and record anymore with AC/DC. So I think it's him retiring. So I don't know. I wish if Brian Johnson gets those proper hearing aids, I would love to see Brian Johnson come back over Axl Rose. But I think if Axl Rose and Angus do more work, I think it should be a separate thing, not called AC/DC. So we'll see what happens. Only time can tell.
It's like what goes with an Axl? Spoke?
Slash.
No, not him and his giant ego that he tries to hide under his top hat.
Which we will be, or go ahead, Jimbo.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you think about it, we're less than a week away from seeing the magic that is Guns N' Roses.
2 weeks ago, we saw them.
So excited.
What? I'm trying to keep the datelines, you know.
The timeline. Barry Allen.
Okay. Yeah.
This is our flashpoint.
Other
I was
going
to say, you missed some pretty important rock news, though. It's Outside Lands.
Oh, that's right.
And who's one of the big bands is going to be playing it? Everybody's American Hero, Third Eye Blind.
That's
closing
awesome.
The mother effer down on Sunday.
Are you
it's
going?
It's
going
to be great.
Are you sure? Wait, I thought it was
I'm going to be performing
Teeth.
With them.
What about Dr. Teeth?
Well, they're going to be there, too, but yeah. They're playing the last day. Playing them off. Third Eye Blind.
They are the weekend headliners.
Well, no, I believe Lana Del Rey is the closing headliner.
So, Jimbo, you could go watch.
Yeah,
I could.
Because you live right across the street from Golden Gate Park.
I could probably just sit outside, pop a couple cold ones, and listen. A
couple cold big hurt beers.
A couple big hurt beers.
Man, I cannot talk. Big Hurt beers?
No, I actually just completely signed up. I was cleaning out some boxes, and I found a Big Hurt beer cup.
Oh, just the plastic
one?
Ones?
Just one.
Just one. It was one. Did I give you one already?
No, no. I actually, you know, it's funny. Well,
do you have the mug?
I don't have the mug. I would love the mug. I have like 12 Big Herd Beer cups. December 15th, okay. Sagittarius. Half man, half horse. You know which half, ladies. Easy, big fella. Woo! Woo!
Tommy.
Giggity.
Tomas. No, but yeah, Third Eye Blind, perform at Outside Lands. Pretty big, you know, concert, festival here in San Francisco.
We should interview him.
Yeah, you know.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I think we should interview him.
Yeah. I don't really know what I'd ask him.
You think it'd be fun?
Will you sign my chest?
Yeah, I mean, like, I would just like kind of be like,
sign
man,
my
like,
belly.
Remember how I was on Muni the other day and I listened to all of your new album on the ride into work? That was awesome.
I know you felt my presence while listening to your album. I knew you felt it.
Like, I would just be like, hey, why don't you do some more music?
You know, are you going to Outside Lands?
As of right now, the answer is no. But I reserve the right to make a cameo.
How? You're going to jump the fence?
I know people.
Oh, you know people.
I know some people.
He's got his connections.
That's right. I know a guy, Joey Numbers. He might get me in.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. From where you live, you can just walk down the street and...
Oh, yeah.
You can just go through the bushes.
Ride one of the buffalo. Oh,
go through the hedges.
No, actually, dude, security at Outside Lands is ridiculous, though.
Huh?
They have hippie hunters.
What?
Hippie hunters. It's like the security guards on the ATVs going around making sure no hippies are trying to sneak in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's going to be even tighter this year because, you know, like...
Terrorism.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Good time.
Yeah, get rid of all those hipsters.
Thank you, Tommy.
They need hipster hunters.
Hipster hunters.
Keep
the hippies.
I agree with Tomas.
Keep the hippies.
As I do the hipsters.
Give me back my PBRs.
Oh, my God. Oh, so, yeah, that wraps up our Holy Crap Report. And I guess based on time, I don't know.
Yeah, I got to hit the road.
You do?
I got poker.
Poker? Where?
Harley Newer. So, I've set up a poker game with my grandpa and my uncles and cousins. Oh, so
okay.
It's time to transform and roll out.
That's right. Roll out.
Do.
Okay, sorry. Well, on that note, let's go ahead and wrap up this week's episode of The Other Guys Podcast. As always, we'd like to promote ourselves because we just
like to plug ourselves.
Yeah. Absolutely. Joe Hawk, anything you want to plug, promote?
Yeah, of course. Social media, facebook.com/JoeHawkOfficial, Instagram @TheJoeHawk, Twitter @RWCJoeHawk. And of course, you can find me every first Monday at Free Will Brewing Company for my Joe Hawk's Rockin' Trivia.
Awesome.
What about Snapchat? You got Snapchat?
I do, but I keep that I'm not on that enough. I go on there just to see what new filters are on, and then I turn it off. I'm done.
All right.
That's it.
Got it private.
One puppy
pretty
dog photo
there.
And I'm done.
Straight on.
How do you get that special invite to go down the Snapchat DMs? All right.
Oh, you know.
Jimbo, anything you want to plug, promote?
Yeah. So, you know, coming back from Comic-Con, I'm going to try and go hard and really rebuild, redesign, reclaim Best Damn Nerd Show is going to be coming back with a vengeance. So at the BDNS on Twitter, bestdamnerdshow.com. Find us on Facebook, The Best Damn Nerd Show. Also with that, though, you know, we did interview Lucha Underground ring announcer Melissa Santos while we were down there. And with the announcement of Season 3, Lucha Underground coming in September, Lucha Lowdown is getting very close to its real launch. We are set up on Audio Boom now. I'm going to be releasing the Melissa Santos interview. I'm going to be re-releasing to that feed along with our review of Ultima Lucha Dose, and we're going to be maybe doing some interviews in the
great
lead up
episode
to Season 3. Thank you. So stay tuned for Lucha Lowdown and all that social media good stuff. I'll be pimping that pretty hard in the coming weeks.
Okay.
Oh, I also forgot.
Is this a Snapchat?
No, it's not. No, this weekend, Baby Huey and I are going to be going to the Vans Warped Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to be ready to see all the interviews that hopefully we will get confirmations about soon. And
when's Mayhem?
Yeah. Oh,
when's Mayhem Fest? It feels like it's been a while.
Hashtag
is it almost a year?
It's been over a year now.
Over a year.
Wow.
Did you not check your Facebook memories?
Did we not go this year?
Wait, you know what happened, right?
What?
It's gone.
It's dead.
It died.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Look at this troll.
Oh, no. Whatever will I do?
You got to see the last Mayhem Festival with Lightning Lair.
The King Diamond.
And Papa Shango. Well.
But yeah.
Pour one out for Mayhem Fest, everybody.
Yeah, be sure to check our Instagrams at which baby he was going to give.
Yes.
We're going to be photobombing everyone.
I know, yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun. So follow us. We're going to be posting as much as we can out there this Saturday at the Vans Warped Tour.
Last Saturday.
You know who's still playing at a big festival? Third Eye Blind. Suck on that.
Hey, well, we're going to get Newfound Glory, Yellow Card, Sum 41, Real Big
awesome.
Fish.
Boy, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And a whole lot of preteens that don't know who they are.
I do miss that one girl with the spiky bra and the horse mask. She was hot. She was hot.
She should be in the Wyatt family.
Yep.
Sorry, baby.
I'll pray for all of them.
You're trying to.
Oh, I was going to ask you something about Lucha, though. Oh, now I lost my train of thought. Oh, you said you're going to rebuild.
Rebuild, redesign, reclaim, like a la Seth Rollins.
I was going to say, you Seth Rollins now?
You're absolutely.
You're not the Jet. Wait,
I'm the architect.
What's your
Best Damn Nerd Show.
What's your title on the Best Damn Nerd Show again?
Jedi Master.
So you're putting that to the side?
No,
Seth
I'm
Rollins?
Still both.
You can be both?
Yeah, absolutely.
Universally?
Seth Rollins, for a while, his finisher in the Indies was the Skywalker.
Yes.
Because he's a big nerd. And also the Avada Kedavra, which of course is the killing curse from Harry Potter. Seth. Closeted nerd. His name, Tyler Black, also a Harry Potter reference. So, yeah.
We should interview him.
We should.
We should text some people we know and get
him
on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make it happen, Cap.
All right. And I'm Baby Huey. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/BabyHueyOfficial. Oh, wait. Tommy. No, I want you to plug. Plug your thing first.
All right, ladies. If you want to follow me on Twitter,
Ladies. If you want to follow the illustrious, the sexy, the gentleman of gentlemen, Tomas Delmore.
Thank you for that lovely intro, Jimbo. I just want to say, ladies, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at IronFist1982. I repeat, IronFist1982. Same goes for my Instagram.
Get on it, you classy broads.
He accepts DMs. Private DMs.
And Bitcoin.
Absolutely. Oh, real quick, before I forget, Snapchat versus Instagram, you think that's going to hurt like all these hot female adult models Snapchat game?
No, because there's no money exchange on Instagram yet.
That's what I was going to say.
Wait, there's money exchange on Snapchat?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
Yeah. No. Dude, this is like months ago.
There's a ton of like porn stars and like strippers and stuff who have like a regular account, and they have like a private account. They ask guys to pay a monthly fee, and they do like nasty things on there.
It's a new version of cam girls.
Absolutely.
Now you gotta.
So that's what I was wondering.
You gotta hold.
That's what I want to know. Will this kill their game, their business model?
Instagram starts doing money exchange, I don't think so.
But they can just turn their Instagram accounts to private.
Maybe.
They can make a second Instagram account.
Start that. But how are they going to get that money though?
I don't know. We'll see. It's a work in progress. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I have no doubt in the ingenuity
I'm
of
cool
the world's
Pokemon
oldest
Go
profession.
Right now. Yeah, I'm cool with my obsession with Pokemon Go. So
okay, sorry. Okay,
Team Valor.
Yeah, high five. Sorry, I continue. Sorry.
New day.
Sorry.
Like I said, I'm Baby Huey. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/BabyHueyOfficial, and Twitter and Instagram at BabyHuey83. And I don't know if I should really promote Snapchat anymore. I am at BabyHuey1983 there, but I think I might just be focusing more on Instagram again. So BabyHuey83 there. So go ahead, follow me all those beautiful places. And like I said, I'll be documenting as much as I can of this weekend's shenanigans. And of course, follow all of us, all our previous episodes, links from our timeline.
Yeah, like when we covered the Mayhem Festival.
Yes. 1077thebone.com.
It's a lifetime opportunity.
Hashtag Rest in Peace Mayhem.
Audio Boom. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Just look for the other guys' podcast. And thank you again for the support. Can't thank all our listeners enough. We get a lot of activity. Just run into listeners and stuff, and a lot of them have been listening. So it's good that this podcast is taking off. So thank you again for all the support.
And please let us know what sound effects you want to hear, too. Don't forget that.
Absolutely.
Email.
On that note, have a great rest of the week or weekend. Whenever you're listening to this, have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Other Guys Podcast. Be sure to follow The Other Guys on all their social media pages. Facebook.com/TheOtherGuysPodcast. Instagram @ The Other Guys Podcast, and Twitter @ TOG Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And of course, check back to 1077thebone.com for new and previous episodes of The Other Guys Podcast.
Party on, dudes!